You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Very welcome back to the programme Morning Focus here with you until 12 noon. Now, we're nearing that time of the year in which we look back on the year. And in terms of sport, one of the highlights for Clare in 2018 came in February when my next guest claimed one of the top prizes in Irish racing. Tubber jockey Derek O'Connor steered outsider Ed Wolfe to victory in the Irish Gold Cup in a performance that's now being recognised by his peers as he's nominated for a Ride of the Year award at next week's annual awards of the Horse Racing Ireland Group. Now, this is voted on by the public. So, we're hoping that you'll help Derek out after you hear the interview. Stay tuned for details on how you can do just that. Not only, though, was Derek's performance on the day an impressive one, it was made even more remarkable by the history of the horse and how Ed Wolfe was close to death after collapsing at the end of a race in Cheltenham in 2017. I spoke with Derek last evening and began by congratulating him on his nomination.
It's a huge honour for both myself and my family just to be associated with such a great horse. And It was definitely a highlight of my career to win the Gold Cup in Leopardstown, and you know, to be nominated among so many good other jockeys for Ride of the Year is just huge compliment. I'm absolutely thrilled.
Remind us,
very difficult to win at Gavin now, to be honest.
We'll try and help you with that in a few minutes because it's a public vote and I would love our listeners to help you. More on that in a moment, but maybe let's jog their memories as to why this was such a special win. I mean, first of all, the Irish Gold Cup is a very important race. It was the highlight of that festival, but the story of Ed Wolfe as well what the horse had gone through in the 12 months previous was pretty remarkable, even from just to make the start line, let alone win the thing.
It's a long story. He was as good as a goner, as close as you could ever get in Cheltenham the year previous, 2017. And when he collapsed with me after the last fence, we thought we had a race to our mercy, and it was a lack of oxygen. And he was down on the course for an hour and a half, and none of the vets had any great hope for him, and they thought it was going to be a real sad story. But on the day, they done their very best, and they revived him, and they got him off to the local veterinary hospital.
Were you riding him that day?
I was riding that day. We had the 4 mile National Hunt Chase, which was the highlight of the amateur festival, the highlight race for the amateurs at the festival. And we had that race to our mercy. We had a lack of oxygen. His whole system closed down. He collapsed and fell down the ground. And he was an hour and a half, I'd say, with 8 or 10 different veterinary surgeons on site there at his beck and call for an hour and a half. And they all said he'd no chance, absolutely no chance of surviving, not to mind again. So.
And he was rushed by horse ambulance under police escort to a nearby equine hospital as well.
Yeah, no, they done tremendous work. And when he returned here to Ireland, it was only just a matter of keeping him alive and hopefully giving him a nice retirement. But he's made an unbelievable recovery, and Joseph O'Brien and the Martinstown team and JP McManus and all his veterinary team have done a wonderful job. And to get him back to the races, not alone get him to be competitive in Leopardstown last February. So it's a fairy tale story, and I'm a small part of it, but I am enjoying it, I must say.
Well, you say you're a small part. The judges obviously, I don't want to say they disagree with you, but they clearly think you're a very important part because your role in Ed Wolfe's win has been recognised as one of the top six rides of the year in all of Ireland. And I'll explain to our listeners in a short while what the judges have said about you, but you were rank outsiders 33-1, I think, according to the bookies.
Yeah, we had no chance on the day, but I suppose the bookmakers don't always know what we know. We know he's in good form, and Joss was very happy with him. And he just performed exceptionally well on the day. And we had a lot of luck and running. He jumped very well. We had a very clear passage, and you know, he was in tremendous form. And maybe a couple of the highlight horses on the day didn't perform, and it allowed us to win the race. Grade one in Fairy House at that time of the year is very prestigious in anybody's career, and without doubt, it's the highlight of mine. I'll never forget it, you know.
And what was it like when you crossed the line and you had won?
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, it's an incredible feeling. I can only liken it to, even though I never won in All-Ireland hurling or a club hurling or anything like that, but that kind of emotion has to be similar. You know, it's a once-off feeling of a lifetime, and that's what it gives you.
And in compiling the shortlist, you've been honoured, as you said already, to be one of the top six rides of the year. And it was Ruby Walsh and Johnny Murta, who know a thing or two between them about riding horses, that drew up this shortlist. And of your performance, they said of you, Derek O'Connor, that you're amateur by name, by title, but there was nothing amateur about the performance on the day. In the last 100 yards, he delivers Ed Wolf on the line. Any professional would think this was outstanding. Those are Ruby Walsh's words about you. Not a bad compliment.
No, I begin my gut you quit, Gavin. At the end of the
I somehow doubt that now, sir.
they're very nice words. Very, very nice words. I do believe that the horse had a lot to do with it. You need a very willing partner, and I had a willing partner on the day, I must say.
And I know that you went to the Cheltenham Gold Cup with him. I don't know where Ed Wolf is now. We were just talking before this interview. You've got some rides coming up over the Christmas. Is it a partnership that will continue, or can it? I genuinely don't know.
Yeah, no, he's on target. He's going to run the John Gacken on the 12th of December in Pointstone. That'll be his first outing. And his next outing then hopefully will be the Gold Cup again in Leopardstown, and continue on possibly a tilt at an English national this year.
So, oh wow,
that's his target for the year. But you know, with horses and in racing, you can't ever look too far ahead, because we never know. And it's always a worry that his old scare might just show its head again. So we have to play nicely. But John Durkin is his first race, and then we'll see how he goes after that.
We wish you both all the best of that. I'll also wish you all the best with the Ride of the Year competition. You're nominated alongside some other big names in horse racing. I think the rest of them are all professional. And this is a public vote.
Well, I'd appreciate all the help. It'll be an honour for me, and I've been associated with my family and the horse and everything, if we could get it over the line. So I'd appreciate it, yeah. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. The voting will remain open until 12 noon this Sunday, and people can vote on goracing.ie. And there's Horse Racing Ireland got social media channels which are showing off this one as well. And I think you'll find out next week, next Tuesday, if the award is yours or not.
Yeah, it'll be an honour. It'll be an honour. And I do appreciate this now, and thank you very much, honestly.
And no problem at all, Derek. We wish you all the best. And just before I let you go, is Ed Wolf, in terms of the season that is about to get underway, is Ed Wolf, and again, with your words resonating in my ears, that you have to take it a race at a time, but is that going to be the highlight of the season that's coming for yourself, or what do the weeks and months ahead hold for Derek O'Connor?
Yeah, it's going to be a very busy period because we've had a lot of rain. All the good National Hunt horses are going to start appearing out. So on the run up to Christmas, there's a lot of good meetings, Punchstone Ferry House, and then you have Leopardstown and Limerick over Christmas. Ed Wolf is high up there, but I think the next month will be very competitive racing, and you'll be seeing some very, very nice horses running because of the dry spell. Some of the really good National Hunt horses haven't been running yet. Mm. But on this soft ground, we're in for a right good treat now for the next month or 6 weeks. After.
Good stuff. The only man delighted to see the rain this week here in County Clare. From Tober, Derek O'Connor, we appreciate your time and thank you for joining us. Goracing.ie to vote. You have until Sunday to do so, and best of luck in the awards.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.